What do you think this does for tourism on the island with these restrictions being lifted and people being able to travel freely to the island from other parts of BC?
I think it's a great first step. It's a great step in the right direction. It's much anticipated. I think, you know, we as an industry have been working so hard on health and safety. We pitched in and during the circuit breaker to, you know, curtail travel from our side. So this is a move in the right direction. And while we're excited, we want to recognize that it'll still be it'll be largely a struggle for our businesses moving through the summer into next year. And more than anything, I think we're just want everyone to be aware that we're grateful that people will be traveling in BC and they'll be staying and experiencing things on Vancouver Island. But we ask that everyone travel with some patience and be kind. Businesses are not at the staffing levels they were at. And I think that everyone needs to recognize that as they book trips and go and enjoy British Columbia.
Can you put a number on how much travel relies on visitors from the mainland?
British Columbia is always one of the biggest markets that Vancouver Island has. You know, and in Canada, it's mostly Alberta. And then, you know, from there we go, you start getting into United States visitors or international visitors, which we're not ready to receive yet. And until July, or at some point in July, we're hoping that Canadians can travel here. So British Columbians traveling here are critical to the success of the industry. But, you know, in the summer, there's lots of choice and people move about the province, and it will not fill all the rooms and all the experiences. And certainly a lot of our experiences are geared towards international visitors. And so, you know, this will go a long way to success. It did last year, but it'll be by no means will it make up for borders reopening and other parts of Canada, Canadians traveling to Vancouver Island.
Are there still Vancouver Island tourism businesses in trouble, so to speak, even with this key first step?
I think we haven't seen a lot of closures yet, only because businesses are making, you know, last year a lot of businesses didn't open. So there are businesses that have held off to this year. The opening this year is a bit later than last year. And I think businesses will have to make some tough decisions later in the year after a lot of places will be busy. I think they'll struggle with staff, other issues. But, you know, a lot of these businesses have had to accumulate quite a bit of debt in order to last this long. And they'll be making some tough decisions. And we've been working closely with businesses, and we know that a lot of them are on the edge. Even though things will restart, we're grateful for that. And this is a step. This is the step that we need for success. Ultimately, businesses will, you know, have to make some tough decisions down the road. And, you know, we need this to go well into the future beyond this phase two. We need step three and step four. And then we need our borders opening. I think the hardest thing that we're all facing right now is that we don't really have a timeline associated with international travel again and other Canadians traveling. And until we have that, it's going to be tough for businesses.